So, Robin Hilton, do you remember this?
Next week, I walk into class, and there he is with another jar, my jar, of defrosting homemade organic blackberry jam in front of him. And I think, yes, this teaching thing is finally starting to pay off.
Martin Atkins, he did a commentary about how he was bribed with blackberry jam.
Right. For the jar of jam.
Here's part of
he reaches behind him and things register as being off kilter a little bit, but I continue to reach out for the jar and he continues to reach out. He's pulling something out from the belt, the back of his pants, and everything goes into slow motion. What is happening? And my worst fears are confirmed as I see his hand and the silver object in his hand. It's a demo.
Demo tape.
Right. So Martin Atkins did, he just done a series of commentaries, but this one in particular was about how if you're going to put something out, you need some, I'll call it a gimmick, but you need something to capture the attention.
Yeah, you got
to
stand out somehow.
You got to stand out somehow. Yeah. And you can stand out in any way that you want. In this case, the guy gives him this homemade blackberry jam.
I know Martin, you like this. Martin, I know you want it.
Martin was sure he was going to toss the music out the window when he drove home to Chicago, and instead this guilt took place. And so the other day in the mail comes a jar of honey.
To you. Interesting.
And inside the jar of honey was a USB drive. And on that USB drive was
black and white photos of you taken from a distance, fuzzy, leaving the house.
And in fact, the song that I'm going to play, you had no idea, but the song I'm going to play is called Become Younger, and the group is Peels, P-E-A-L-S.
Peels, like the peels of bells.
Yeah. You ready?
Lay it on me. I've got to hear this.
Thank you.
pretty nice, huh?
I thought it was wonderful. Yeah. I love it when that happens. I mean, when you're just so pleasantly surprised. You know, something comes in and you're like, okay, fine, I'll listen to it. And it ends up being great.
Yeah, Peels are a group from Baltimore. I've actually seen them a handful of times.
So they weren't completely unknown.
They were not unknown, but I'm just surprised there was a new record and surprised by the honey.
Yeah, what was the significance of... I don't think of you as someone who will be swayed by a jar of honey.
The honey is the name of the album. And there's an apiary in Baltimore called Oak Hill Farms, and this honey comes so locally. They're a Baltimore duo. It's William Cashin from Future Islands and this fellow Bruce Willen, who used to be in a band, Double Dagger. And the two of them do this crazy good instrumental music.
You know, thinking of Martin Atkins listening to that demo tape that he knew he wasn't going to listen to and actually like, reminds me of Sharon Van Etten. You know, that's sort of how she got discovered. She went to a solo performance by Kit Malone after the show. She gave him her demo tape. He knew he wasn't going to listen to it, but the next day he thought, oh, what the hell, I'll put it on. And he loved it. And then he came to do a guest DJ for us, and he played her music. And it was all just that, started with that little demo tape that someone actually took a chance on.
Amazing.
Love it.
You can actually get the honey jar and the USB stick on their website. I think they're selling it for $25 on their website, which is pretty cool. Peels is the band. Honey's the album.
I inadvertently picked all these songs that are about people, particularly women, empowering themselves, and you know, especially in the face of difficult times. And I didn't mean to do it, but as I went through the songs, I realized that they had this common theme, and I want to start with one by Sam Phillips. I don't know if you noticed, over the holiday break, she released new music, Sam Phillips. We've had her on the show a lot over the years, but for people who don't know Sam Phillips' music, just a very quick overview. Her real name is Leslie Phillips. She started off writing and recording Christian contemporary music in the 80s. Then in the 90s, she reinvented her sound, changed her name to Sam, after the producer, a famous producer, Sam Phillips. And since then, she's released a number of just, I think, remarkable records, a number of them with her former husband, T-Bone Burnett. I just find her Sam Phillips music just so beautifully spare, but everything is so perfectly placed that she can cover a lot of territory in just like 2.5 minute song. And her new EP is called Human Contact Is Never Easy. It really isn't. Human Contact Is Never Easy. And this song that I want to play from it is called World on Sticks. And I'll tell you just a little bit more about it when we come back.
Yeah.
good.
Just a feast in 2 minutes and 20 seconds.
And that drummer is...
you know exactly who that drummer is. Jay Bellarose. He percussionist. He's played on a lot of her records. There's nobody that sounds quite like him.
I think he uses this amazing, I don't know if he did here, but this great drum kit from World War II that's all wood, because they were using steel and stuff for other things, and so they made...
Yeah, does a lot with his hands. Like, we'll be holding, you know, some sort of rattle and beating that on the bass drum. Great drummer. So Sam says that this song is part of a series of tracks that she's working on for an upcoming full length. That is the whole record is largely about her amazement at the indomitable human spirit. She sings in the song. She says it's amazing what a girl can do with half a heart. And she said if she had to sum up all of her songs, and I'm quoting her here, she says, "I guess all my songs can be summed up as I'm broken and up against the impossible, but I'm going to go as far as I can. And also, I'm not trying to be funny, but people laugh anyway." Sam Phillips, I just love her and her music so much. This full-length record is coming from her sometime next year, maybe the mid part of next year. And if you want more, just search our archives. We've had her on the show a lot. She did a wonderful Tiny Desk concert. Sam Phillips.
One of our very first.
Wow, yeah, she was.
It might have been 2008.
World on Sticks, and her EP is called Human Contact. It's Never Easy.
We don't usually know what we're each going to play, but I know we both want to play Laura Marling, right?
Yeah, I had it next on my list.
Let's do it.
Do you want to just play it and talk more when we come back?
Sure.
So the song Soothing, this is from Laura Marling's upcoming record that she just announced, a new full length called Semper Femina, and the song Soothing.
Thank you.
Doesn't that percussion fit in perfectly with the Jay Belarose on the...
They should tour together.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That would be amazing. I don't know. You know Laura Marling's work a lot better than I do. You spend a lot more time with it. But this feels like, I don't know, like a nice evolution in her sound away from the more acoustic-flavored stuff that she's done.
I haven't spent time with the whole album yet, but, yeah, this is not driven by... Well, it's all her music's driven by... the voice,
yeah.
Right? And often it's much more subtle underpinnings, and here that's not happening.
Yeah,
which is cool. Blake Mills produced it. I guess we know him from Jim James and Brittany Howard, Conor Oberst.
Yeah. Anyway, Laura Marling says about this record, she says, I started out writing, I'm quoting Laura Marling here, she says, I started out writing Semper Femina as if a man was writing about a woman, and then I thought, it's not a man, it's me. I don't need to pretend it's a man to justify the intimacy or the way I'm looking and feeling about women. It's me looking specifically at women and feeling great empathy towards them and by proxy towards myself. I just really love this cut, and I'm looking forward to hearing more from this record. Semper Femina from Laura Marling is out March 10th.
I'm so happy. This is like her... This is record number 6 in the last 9 or 10 years.
9 years, I think, and she's still only 25 or 26 years old, something like that.
Talent.
It's amazing.
And if you ever get a chance to see her live show,
yeah,
wow. We should take a break.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know.
And we'll be right back.
Actually, we don't go anywhere. We sit here.
Yeah, we just sit here and listen and go.
Let's listen. Hit it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Blue Headphones. For 20 years, your favorite artists have used Blue microphones in the studio. Now, Blue's radical headphone design lets you hear new details in your favorite music. Find out why Esquire magazine called them the perfect headphones. Visit the store at blue-headphones.com and use coupon code NPR for a special price. Blue. Carpe eardrum.
Cracks me up every
Blue,
time.
Blue knows we love them, or we wouldn't have them in the podcast.
Right.
Yeah. What else you got, Double B?
So there's a title to a record called Front Row Seat to Earth, and I thought you would appreciate that title a lot. It's by an artist known as Wiseblood. It's spelled W-E-Y-E-S, like the word eyes with the W in front of it. It's the music of Natalie Meering. It's one of those records where it's been in my to-listen lists.
Yeah.
And after a while, I clear that out. Like after I got this record, I understand this record. I put a song already on the show about this record. Whatever it was, I clear it off. But I have not been able to clear this off the list. But yet I hadn't picked a song to put on the show because I like so many of them. And so all this is good.
An embarrassment of riches.
I'm going to play a song from Wiseblood and the album Front Row Seat to Earth that's called Used to Be.
Those cold blue eyes on you too. Those so soon? Can it really be true?
Actually playing some pretty good music on the show today.
I think so too.
Wow, that was really nice.
There's moments of very Pink Floyd chord changes in that song, Beatley chord
changes. Oh yeah, and the organ, throughout the whole thing too.
That's Wise Blood. She's got three albums and an EP. Christian upbringing, like Sam Phillips.
Yeah.
But also spent time in Baltimore, like our friends Peels.
Peels.
Yeah. So the record is called Front Row Seat to Earth, and that's Wise Blood, W-E-Y-E-S, Blood.
We're going to go out on a band called Bed. I featured them at the beginning of the year, first part of the year, when they had just put out an EP, but now they have a full length coming out. This is a husband-wife duo from Portland, Oregon, Sierra and Alex Hager. Their new record coming out next year, the full length, is called Replay, and it has just this gloriously gritty cut on it called Girl. And it's one that Sierra Hager wrote. I asked her a little bit about the song, and she said that she wrote it about how much she wishes that she could protect women from all of the impossible expectations that people have of them. Sierra says, and here, and I'm quoting her, she says, "As a teenager, I watched my mom bend over backwards to appease her partner, a charismatic alpha hippie type." Are you a charismatic alpha hippie type, Bob?
That's hitting a little close to home.
Yeah, who, after a decade of expecting her to cook, clean, and take care of his kids. Yeah, okay, no. Yeah. Her two kids, the kids of his drug addict brother, and a house full of tree sitter transients, eventually left her for a much younger woman when she was unable to give him an open relationship. Wow. So Sierra goes on to say that she sees these same patterns that she saw growing up. She now sees them happening with her younger friends. And again, I'm quoting her here. She says, "Even if you're committed to rejecting all that noise, it's exhausting keeping the voices of incessant doubt and criticism in check in your own head." She wrote this song called Girl. This is from the record Replay that's coming out sometime next year. It's a record they did with producer Larry Crane at Jackpot Studios in Portland. He has worked with so many artists we love. Jason Lytle. I love Jason Lytle. Death Cab for Cutie.
Love is Right.
Yeah. Elliot Smith. Cat Power. This guy's really worked with some wonderful bands, so I'm very excited to hear what he did with the rest of this record. From Bed, the song called Girl.
This is our last new music show till the next year. Because we've got lots of year-end stuff coming.
Yep.
Our holiday show where we're going to take a journey.
I don't know, but
journey.
You will not believe it when you hear it.
Neither will we.
It's going to be so amazing.
Because we have no idea. Oh, I wasn't supposed to say that.
Yeah, well.
Well, I mean, it just happens, and then we just tell it.
It's right. It's very organic. I mean, yeah. You wake up, you walk into the studio, and then magical things start happening, and you go on a journey.
Isn't this the year that we're both going to put on GoPros, and then that's going to be the...
That's a great idea. Let's put a pin in that. Parking lot that. Let's parking lot that, and we'll bring it up at our You know, we got the idea for our space show immediately after recording the one the year before that. You're like, next year we ought to just go to space. So that's what we did. Went to space. Well, it was great. Good times, Bob. So yeah, end of year stuff. We do our year in the review show. Listener picks. We'll have a pull
Lars
up.
Is going to come on and do a Vikings choice.
The holiday show, and boom! Next thing you know, it's early January. Wow. It's been a sweet ride.
Yeah, great music this year.
Yeah, let's go. Yeah, no, not bad. I give music a 6, 6.5.
All right,
here it is. Bed, girl.
Thank you, NPR Music, Mr. Hilton.
Thank you, Bob.
Take care. It's All Songs Considered.